Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, is that time for Adam's News of the Night, where we go beyond the headlines and give you what is going on in the world in kind of a weird way. Adam, what is story number one?
Story number one. Did you like The Sopranos, the show?
I did. I loved it. Yes. I loved it.
Okay, so this
by the way, I used to have all the seasons on DVD, but now that I have HBO Go, I sold them at a yard sale. I
probably got some decent
But I loved that show. Yeah, I did. I did. Got pretty good dough. I mean, yard sale dough, but I didn't get rid of them all for a buck.
Right.
But I did pretty good.
All right, well, this has to do with that. It comes from Italy, where James Gandolfini passed away. Had a heart attack
a couple years ago.
But what happened was the EMT named Claudio Bevilacqua, something like that, I don't know, supposedly stole Gandolfini's Rolex off his wrist while he was in the ambulance. And he's now going to trial now. And like you said, this happened in June 2013. He's just now coming to trial. So 3 years, almost to the day, almost to the month, he's going to trial. Or, I mean, it said it was a $3,000 Rolex. But how do you, as an EMT, you're supposed to have that, you know, as a public servant to not do something like this. They'd be like firefighters going into your home on a carbon monoxide call, and they're checking out your house, and they're just pocketing stuff, throwing stuff in their jackets as they walk through. That's not what you're supposed to do.
No, not at all.
Maybe
that's
Italy's
awful.
Different.
I hope they get some,
maybe the Italians are different. I don't know.
Like everything's fair game if you die. Like, yeah. He had 200,000 in cash on him, so I took it.
That would make things more interesting, I think.
That would be, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love The Sopranos. Yeah, they did some filming in Italy over there.
Such a great show.
James Gandolfini was really good.
He was. He was amazing. Really good. I could probably go back right now and rewatch it.
Oh, it holds up, too.
Yeah, completely.
Not a lot of shows hold up. That holds up.
Yes.
That holds up. That and The Wire, both of those hold up.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God, I'm sounding like Jason Whitlock now. I'm talking about The Wire. I want to get into The Wire conversation. All right, story number two.
Story number two comes from Endeavor Airlines. I've never heard of that.
Endeavor Airlines. I've never heard of that. I don't fly a lot, but I've never flown that.
But anyways, this is a flight attendant who has stolen, over the past few months, 1,500 of the little mini bottles of alcohol.
I'm sensing a theme tonight. We're talking about a theft of a Rolex and now theft of mini bottles of alcohol. And how many bottles? 15,000?
1,500.
And what? Oh, 1,500. Okay.
You think, okay, she's stealing 1,500 bottles, little bottles of alcohol. She's probably got a drinking problem or something like that. No, she was selling them on eBay and Craigslist. She was trying to get anywhere from $1 to $5 per bottle.
Do people buy that stuff?
I guess so.
Is that popular? It might be. I'm not asking that facetiously. I'm actually curious if that is something people sought. Like, hey, I don't need to buy a pint of whiskey. I just really need a mini bottle of whatever it is.
I don't know.
That might be popular.
I would have to go to like Craigslist and type in like mini liquor bottles and see if a lot of people are selling.
Well, if she's selling the at $5 a pop, I mean, she's not. It's not like she's breaking the bank here. I mean, she's probably make $7,500.
Well, it says here she was indicted on charges including theft, unlawful sale of alcohol. So yeah, you probably can't.
Yeah, well,
this.
There you go. I totally forgot about the theft part. She actually took something that didn't belong to her. I'm sitting there. She's only making about $8,000. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. No, she is stealing from her place of employment.
And she also was charged with unauthorized transportation of alcohol.
Oh my God, she's got a whole little underground business going on.
So she's
Here
we go. Endeavor Air is a regional affiliate of Delta Airlines.
Oh, okay. So it's where you maybe hop a puddle jumper, that kind of thing?
Yeah, probably something like that.
All right. Wow, 1,500 bottles of alcohol. Well, I, it just adds up, right? You just put a couple in your pocket, and then you flag it, you put a couple more in your pocket.
Maybe she was just forgetting. She was, like, putting them in there for customers and just forgetting and walking off the plane.
It's like Johnny Depp in Blow. Remember when he was trying to get the marijuana? He goes, they don't check their bags, the stewardesses. They don't check their bags. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. This is like in The Office when you take pens. And like, you're not supposed to take pens, but everybody's got 500 pens right at the office at home.
There's a full cup of pens here. And
they're all gone.
Yeah, every few weeks, all the pens are gone, and then we have to wait to get them all filled back up.
Yeah, people always joke at the bank. They're like, why are the pens tied down, man? You afraid somebody's going to steal them? Yeah. Yes, we are afraid somebody's going to steal them. 100%. People take pens all the time.
All the time.
We just don't have the time or the resources to stock 100 pens a day here at the bank because you people want to take them home with you.
That's why I always get, like, when I'll buy a pack of pens and I'll put them in, like, my backpack that I bring to work. I get the crappiest pens I can find because I'm one who always leaves them everywhere.
Yeah, they're gone. They are gone. All right, story number three.
Story number three, to keep with our theme of the night.
Yeah, this is good.
Severance, Colorado. You know where that is?
All right. Yes, I do.
Okay. A lady who was babysitting, she's 28, she was babysitting two kids, went to the bank. What did she do? She wrote a little note saying that there's a man in my car threatening to hurt my children unless you give me money.
Oh my God.
So she sent it.
She got this out of a movie. Yeah. She got this out of a movie.
Sounds like it. She sent it through the tube, it went to the teller. The teller immediately, let her boss know what was going on, and they decided to send $500 just to play it safe for the kids, just in case, and they also called the police. And, well, it ended up that she was just messing around and, not messing around, but there was no man in the car. It was her trying to rob the bank.
But was she using one of those safety man dummies?
Maybe,
this... Well, you know, who was the guy, George Glass from the Brady Bunch?
Yes, George Glass.
George Glass was kidnapping my children while I'm trying to get money from the bank. How do you get yourself out of that? Like, when they sit down and they go, all right, so tell us about this man. I can't. I don't have a man. I was just broke. I needed money. I robbed the bank.
And here's the best part of this. She didn't write a number that she wanted. But in her head, she was thinking she'd get somewhere around $15,000 back.
Oh, my God. She really thought somebody would send a $15,000. If you don't specify, you're probably going to get $500, and then they're going to figure out they're going to call the cops or try to get you out of that situation.
Exactly. So now she has to pay the $500 back, which she probably doesn't really have to pay.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the best part of it, so the $15,000 she wanted was to pay her part of a restitution in a forgery and felony theft case that she had in another part of Colorado.
Wonderful. So wonderful.
She's one of those, you know, criminals that just likes to commit another crime to pay for the first crime.
Yeah. She's robbing Peter to pay Paul because she robbed Paul, so she's robbing to pay the guy she robbed.
Exactly.
In other words, goodness gracious.
What I'm noticing in my stories over, you know, we've been doing this now for close to a month, there's a lot of dumb people in this world.
Yeah, exactly. We stumbled upon some pretty good ones, and most of them are a man in Florida, XXX.
Yes.
Thanks to the people who helped us out with that.
And now I do check that Reddit site a lot.
You're right. Yeah.
I saved it.
My thing is that these are so good that I actually, when I prepare for the show, I have stories, and sometimes I don't pick them because I think you're going to pick them, and you do pick them.
Yeah,
This would be a great news of the night segment. All right, 800-777-2907. You want to get involved in the conversation tonight? I'm talking a lot of NBA. We're going to get to the night in Major League Baseball. As we talk the suspensions, let's get to the stuff on the field. We'll break it all down next. I'm Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.